there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or... You can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, fully assembled. Mr. Bronco is back. Fritzy is in the house.
I was in hiding after that 70-20 debacle.
I'll give you the microphone here. You have the stage. If you'd like to say anything about your Broncos and their performance against the Miami Dolphins.
It's humiliating, embarrassing.
All righty, that'll be enough there. There's nothing else to say.
There really isn't.
Yeah, you lost by 50. Doesn't happen very often, but you lost by 50.
Giving up a lot of points first three games.
Yeah. You can't put all of this on Russell Wilson, by the way. If you look at his numbers, just his numbers, he hasn't played bad. The team just hasn't played well. And as a result, you're 0-3, and you just lost by 50. Okay, who is favored in the Bears game? I think the Broncos are favored. So they're coming off a loss. By 50, and are they favored against the Bears next weekend, Paulie?
Yeah, Denver's given 3.5 to the sad Bears.
You lost by 50, and you're favored the following week.
That just does not compute at all.
Once again, as I said yesterday, the NFL was drunk over the weekend. It just was. There was stuff that happened. You went, well, what? What is going on here? Yes, Paulie.
I am curious, Dan, what was Fritzy like on Sunday during the debacle with the Broncos, wearing his pajamas, his horse head?
But you were on the road. You were visiting your daughter.
I was watching bits and pieces before getting on the plane, so thankfully I didn't watch any of that start to finish, that disaster.
Oh, that's good stuff. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the old-time greats. Not this show. We're talking about Panini trading cards, the official trading cards of the program, autograph cards, instant classics, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now, PaniniAmerica.net. All right, Dodger manager Dave Roberts a little bit later on in the program. Bengals hold off the Rams. Joe Burrow got the start. More importantly, he was able to finish. 6 sacks for the Bengals defense, a couple of interceptions as well. The Eagles, it's all about your offensive line and your defensive line. And they have the best combination, I think, in football. They run for over 200 yards, and they put away the Buccaneers, previously undefeated. Chargers lose. Wide receiver Mike Williams out for the season. Jimmy Garoppolo in concussion protocol. So those are the headlines. Going back to what we saw with the Eagles last night, you know, having that offensive line, defensive line is so important. Even go back to what Oregon did against Colorado. They had 7 sacks on Shedeur Sanders. They ran for over 240 yards. The Eagles then last night, you run for over 200 yards. You limit Tampa to just 41 yards rushing. They put pressure on Baker Mayfield. His QBR was 34.5. We can talk about skill position players. And yes, they're going to make the headlines. They're going to make the big money. But you win and lose because of your offensive and defensive lines. If you said the Jets had a decent offensive line, you know, then maybe, you know, we're looking at a different Zach Wilson there. And I'm not going to put everything on Zach Wilson. And I watched pretty much that entire game. Zach Wilson at times doesn't pull the trigger when he needs to. Sometimes you have to anticipate. You saw that with Joe Burrow last night with Ja'Marr Chase, anticipating where you're going to be, and then you throw the ball. Ja'Marr Chase hadn't even turned, and Joe Burrow had already delivered the ball. It was in the air. Zach Wilson needs to understand that. But keep in mind, he was going to be the guy who was going to sit behind Aaron Rodgers for a couple of years. He was going to be the guy in waiting. He was going to learn from the master. Then all of a sudden, after, you know, 2-3 games, get him out of there. We got to bring in Nick Foles. We got to bring in a backup quarterback. Well, look at the backup. Do you guys know who the backup quarterback is with the Jets?
Tim Boyle?
Tim Boyle. You know why Tim Boyle is there?
He's non-threatening?
And he's friends with Aaron Rodgers.
Oh.
Okay.
Timmy B?
Yes. Look at his stats. Look at his stats in college. Look at his stats in the pros. He should not be the backup quarterback for the Jets. You should have somebody who can actually play, somebody who has experience there.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah. You're looking at Tim Boyle's stats? Go ahead. Give me a couple of numbers.
His career NFL stats?
You can do college,
he's
too.
He's 0 for 3 as a starter in 4 years. He's got 3 touchdowns and 8 picks.
Okay. Go back to college.
Meanwhile, Mike White with the Dolphins.
Yeah.
He got paid, though.
Yeah. But being friends with, you know, friends with benefits, that's what you have with Tim Boyle and Aaron Rodgers. So they don't have a backup quarterback there. They have somebody who is great in the quarterback room, I'm going to guess. Rodgers likes him. Probably have a great relationship there. You need a quarterback who can help. You need somebody who can play if you need to. But I was watching, you know, a lot of the analysts talking about Zach Wilson. Do I think he's a starter in the league? I don't. Not right now. Once again, I've always thought it was like Zac Efron when he was cast in the the movie where he plays basketball. What's the High School Musical?
Okay.
Yeah. So it feels that way. It's a High School Musical starring Zach Wilson.
They kind of had to keep him there because they're in the middle of this contract as well, right?
Yeah.
And financially, they couldn't keep him and Mike White.
Yeah, I didn't know if they were going to do it, Trey Lance, and just say, you know what, this ain't working out. But if we see more of what we've seen so far, then that probably is going to happen. Yeah, Paul.
But if you're the Jets, you have a long season ahead of you. You know Rodgers is done. You got to know in practice that Wilson's not doing much. Why not sign Nick Foles September 10th or 11th, and then he has
But Nick Foles can't escape pressure.
No, but my guess is he'd make better decisions and safer decisions.
I think you have to have somebody who can run, because you have to run.
That's Usain Bolt?
You have to have somebody who has the ability to run. And Zach Wilson, they want him to learn, stay in the pocket, but it's not a good offensive line. Start there. And you can't take away Aaron Rodgers and then tell me that the entire team falls apart. I think there's part of Aaron Rodgers thinking when he watches that offensive line of, wow, you know what? If I didn't get hurt, I probably was going to get hurt. It's not a good offensive line. What's the deal with the defense? Does that have anything to do with Zach Wilson? Now, he might not put up a lot of points, and the defense can say, look, we held New England to 15 points. Okay. But you might have to be dominating. If you want to be compared to one of the great defenses of all time, you want to be the Bears or the old Steelers or the Ravens, okay, then you're going to have to shut down people, because that offensive line is not good. And I think that's what needs to be mentioned with Zach Wilson's performance. I got Garrett Wilson. I got 2 running backs. Can Dalvin Cook still run? Breece Hall? So the offensive line, you saw that last night with the Eagles. It doesn't matter who they put back there. DeAndre Swift they got for nothing. A fourth-round pick, I think, from the Lions. I mean, they're getting the right people. They took a chance on Jalen Carter with the defensive line. Look at the Niners. Offensive, defensive line. The Cowboys don't have three starters on their offensive line. They didn't look good against the Cardinals. Not the only reason why they lost, but you have to have that protection there. And you have to be able to put pressure on the quarterback. Plain and simple. We go back, it's as old as time. Can you block? Can you tackle? Can you put pressure on the quarterback? And here we are talking about running the football. We don't need running backs that we pay a lot of money to, but we do need running backs. And I'd rather spend the money on my offensive linemen. Absolutely. But the Eagles, you saw that. It's balanced. They didn't play great, but they haven't played great so far this season. But here they are, 3-0. You're not going to run on them. And you're not stopping their run. And, you know, you have that formation where you have Jalen Hurts lining up short yardage situation. You know, the tush push. Cousin to the Bush push.
Oh, yeah. I think. Old school.
Yeah. The tush push. My wife heard that and she goes, huh? I said, yeah.
What are you watching?
Yes. I'm watching the Eagles game against Tampa Bay. Oh, okay. All right, poll question, Seton. What are we going to go with first hour today?
Let's see. Well, we could go with one about the toddler that we've been holding since yesterday.
Oh.
Fritzy listens to the show more when he is in studio or at home.
Wow.
Wow.
That's very good.
Fritzy listens to the show more when he is in studio or at home.
Okay. I have my vote.
I may have to vote at home myself for that.
Yeah, I know my vote.
During the show yesterday, I must have got a dozen nice notes from Fritzy. Here's a thing to look at.
Yeah.
Here's a poll.
Yeah, I got poll questions here. I got thoughts. Okay, anything else?
You know what? Actually, the toddler, because he was out yesterday, and Friday, I guess, he submitted a bunch of poll questions. Todd, you want to
those? All right.
Now that Joe Namath has spoken out
Wait a minute. Let me play Joe Namath.
Let's do that. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's how you set it up there. Yeah.
Maybe he should go back home.
Yeah, you got to set it up, Todd.
Joe Namath said some derogatory things about
Seton. He's using the poll question to set up the clip. It's actually expertly done.
Thank you, Seton.
All right. Well done, Todd.
Joe Namath, Hall of Famer. He's seen enough of Zach Wilson.
And you brought up the coaching. How can a coach make things better for Zach?
How can a coach say the locker room's together? How many teams have we been on? Are you telling me there aren't some cats on the defensive side saying, whoa, man, what's wrong with you? Yeah, there's not all harmony in the locker room. And if there is, they need to get rid of the people. You got to get people in there that are competitors and want to fight to win.
What would you, if somebody handed you Zach Wilson and said, okay, Joe, make him better, what would you do?
Send him to Kansas City to back up against somebody like Mahomes. Maybe he'd learn something. I wouldn't keep him. You know, I've seen enough of Zach Wilson. All right? I've seen enough. Has quick feet, can throw a little bit, but I don't believe what's going on up there.
Okay. Well, he was supposed to be learning from Aaron Rodgers, and Rodgers got hurt. So sending him to Kansas City to learn under Patrick Mahomes, basically the same thing in New York. It's not all on Zach Wilson. Do I think he was worthy of the number two overall pick? No, and I said it at the time. He hadn't played against anybody. And he did the roll left, throw back right, 60 yards, and everybody's in shorts. Oh, my God, did you see that throw? That's not the throw. How many times are you going to do that in a game? I want to see what you do. There was a stat last night with Joe Burrow. They basically said, because of his injury, everything is going to be 10 yards or less. You're not going to be going back and planting, on that tender calf. Get the ball out. That's what they did with him. Well, do that with Zach Wilson. First of all, you have to because the offensive line isn't good. Here is Joe Burrow on his calf injury.
I feel good. We didn't have any setbacks today, but still day to day. You know,
I've learned through this process that you can have one at any time. So it was good to get through this one, and that means it'll be stronger for this week. So hopefully I can have a full week of practice to prepare for next week.
All right, I'm on record as saying I would have sat him down. I would have him down because they have the Titans, the Cardinals in Seattle, then they have a bye week. I would have sat him down, hope for the best. Maybe you squeeze out two wins out of those three. But I don't want to have Joe Burrow for week three and not have him for the rest of the season, because the calf injury can lead to an Achilles injury. And it might not go away. It might be there all season long for him, and he's got to manage it. You can see where he was not going to, pull down the ball and run. They're limited, and they're lucky to. That defense was wonderful for the Bengals. They put pressure on Stafford all night long, a couple interceptions, but they squeaked by at home. That concerns me. I would not have him play. Now, I would consult the team doctor and say, let's say we rest him for a month. Give me the best case, worst case scenario. Now, if they said it's not going to improve dramatically, it's not going to get much worse. He's going to have to play through this. Now, if you say that, then I go, okay, now I have to look at the risk and the reward. I would sit down Joe Burrow. I wouldn't have had him play last night. He means that much to you. Just signed the contract. Your season is not over, because I'm looking now. But I did say this about the Ravens and the Steelers and the Browns. They're all going to be competitive. 10 wins might win that division. And maybe you're, going to have to be a wild card team at best. But I would sit him down, just because I'd rather have him not be there for the first seven games. But I have him for the last 10, and I have him playing great or being healthy. Yes, Eden.
So if the Bengals go to 0-3, their season's not over?
No, I don't think so. But I got to have him healthy at the back end.
Is that just one of those things, like, statistics and history be damned?
Well, the Bengals started out 0-2, last year or the year before?
The 0-3 feels a lot different than 0-2.
It does. It does. But, okay, so I have him now, and then I don't have him the rest of the season. So then the season is truly over. Mm. But I'd have to ask the doctor to say, give me best case, worst case scenario. And if I rest him for a month, is he going to be better? How much better will he be? And if he says yes. Yeah, Paulie.
I'm so close to agreeing with you, because they're at the Titans next week. You think, we can get that win with a backup quarterback. But if somehow you go in there with a backup and you blow what should be, no offense, a winnable game, you're like, oh, we could have put him in and had him throw 8-yard out patterns.
I know.
It's very tough, because I agree that you could probably sit him for the Titans game.
And then you got the Cardinals, and then you host Seattle, and then you have a bye week. And, we've seen the Cardinals, they're a whole lot better than what we thought, certainly what I thought. Yeah, Paulie.
After the bye week, the Bengals are at the 49ers and host the Bills.
Yeah, so he's got to be ready to go, like truly ready to go. They got a win last night, and I don't know if Joe did talk about, it's going to get better now. I don't know if playing in a game is going to make you feel healthier, certainly with that injury. All right, let me take a break. We'll settle on the poll question. We are fully assembled with Fritzy back. A little bit later on, Dodger manager Dave Roberts will stop by. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses. Then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Kansas City Chiefs, New York Jets, Sunday night at the Meadowlands. That'll be on NBC and Peacock. What's the point spread? Do we have what the Chiefs are favored by? I'm guessing double digits. How about a niner? 9 points? 8 points? Yes, Paulie.
9.5.
Okay, all right. Bloop, bloop.
Yep.
All right. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. By the way, in case you're wondering, I know you are, how did the name Super Bowl, where did the idea come from? The answer is you can go back to a kid's toy that was played with by the Hunt family, and it was called a Super Bowl. I loved a Super Bowl. The mystery ball with 1,000 bounces, branded the greatest ball ever created. And so they were going to call it, so instead of the Super Bowl, it'd be the Super Bowl. But Pete Rozelle, the NFL commissioner, was not big on this. He was a stickler on words and grammar, and super was not his idea of a good word. He thought super was a word like neat and gee whiz.
It is.
Yes. So didn't love Lamar Hunt's Super Bowl nickname, and I think they've eventually agreed. They were worried that it was too corny to be the name of the title game. Yeah, Paulie.
So the first couple were called the AFL-NFL Championship Game, officially on the screen, in the press.
Mm-hmm.
And then they tried to get the phrase to work the World Series of Football for the first two games. It didn't catch on with the media.
Mm-hmm.
But then the Hunt family was using, they were calling it the Super Bowl, and it caught on with some of the media members, and they started using it casually. The players, even in interviews, said it felt great to win the Super Bowl. And it was almost like an inside joke with the Hunt family and the Chiefs players.
Hmm.
And then Super Bowl, around right before Super Bowl III, it started catching on, and there's nothing the leagues could do about it.
update the poll results, and then we'll get to Fritzy's Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce breakup song that is going to happen at some point.
Let me see if I could delay that as much as possible. let's see. 0-3 team, who still has a chance right now. Vikings still have 87% of that vote. And then we also put up most legit 3-0 team. Dolphins, Eagles, 49ers. Right now, 49ers have 50% of the vote, followed by Dolphins and Eagles, basically splitting the rest.
By the way, you had the tush push, the quarterback sneak that was on full display last night. And, you know, being a standalone game, or close to being a standalone game, a lot of tension, attention attached to this. I get it. Here's the one thing I don't get. I would not use my quarterback. I would not use Jalen Hurts or whoever my quarterback is, or Bryce Young, or Tua, anybody. I would bring in the best hands person you have. Let's say you have a tight end, and you're going to bring the tight end in, and he's going to be the guy behind center. Right? George Kittle, Goddard, throw out, you know, any of these tight ends. Laporta with the Lions. Kelce, maybe put him in there. But if you're going to do it, the defense already knows what's going to happen. There's no mystery with it. Now, it does take away the element of surprise if you decide not to do it. But for the most part, you line up in that formation. The defense knows what's going to happen. I don't worry about my quarterback getting hurt, since he's this, you know, probably the smallest guy on the field. And I would have a tight end or a fullback in there who would be able to move the pile a little bit better than my quarterback. Yeah, Paul.
And didn't Mahomes a couple years ago hurt an ankle on a quarterback sneak or a knee? He went down the line, and I think he got hurt, and it would affected him. So imagine like Patrick Mahomes. They know it's going to be that. You have Kelce do it. Or was it Bell, the big guy on Kansas City? Mahomes can go over to the sidelines and talk to the offensive coordinator for 60 seconds.
Yeah.
While they're setting up the play and getting it done. It's a bonus.
Why hasn't anybody else mastered this, that the Eagles have taken advantage of this? I don't know if teams are, because this went in front of the competition committee. It didn't get to the owners last year, but is it going to? Because it seems like such an advantage for the Eagles that if it's, you know, 4th and 1, 4th and 2, and they line up like that, I don't know what their percentage is of success, but I'd say it's really, really high. Who is not in favor of the tush push? Paul?
Yeah. Can I give you my reason?
Okay.
Look, I know it's legal and everyone could do it and it's working, and you know, it's, you're penalizing the Eagles for inventing this play and they've mastered it and it's working for them. However, if I'm the NFL, I don't want any plays in the game that are predictable and boring and avoid interest. It's like when they moved the extra point back 10 yards.
Yeah.
Now the extra point made you watch and take a peek because it could be missed. It used to be like 99%.
Yeah.
If you remove this play, now 4th and 1 at the goal line is much more interesting for all teams. You have to run it. You have to hand off. You could do a traditional quarterback sneak. You just can't have two guys pushing you, which should be illegal anyway.
Yes, Heaton.
But I would say that there's a certain level of interest or excitement in eventually somebody's going to figure out how to stop it. And that'll be a great moment.
I don't know how you stop it.
They're doing the, now they're doing the,
like, if you dive over the pile, I don't, it feels like when the defense comes up with an idea, they take away that advantage. But when the offense comes up with an idea, they usually let you keep it. Marvin, what do you think?
I do it until they can stop it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Todd?
I do not like it.
But to me, it's the purest form of my team versus your team. Like the physicality of, I got the ball, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, and let me see if you can stop it.
Yeah, it's like the purest form of tough guy football. Yeah. Like, I'm here and I'm trying to push you over.
Ryan Day would probably like this kind of football there.
And I just don't like the idea of, well, wait a minute, you guys are too good at it, so let's get rid of it. I hate that. Like,
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay with it. I mean, it's football. They created something. All right. Yes, Todd.
Play tug of war in the parking lot for charity on a, you know, off day. We don't need to see that on the field. You're pushing and pulling and which group can go over the line and throw the other one in the mud. I don't know. It seems like cheating a little bit.
Cheating?
Yeah.
cheating.
Let the running back, or the quarterback get in on their own without having guys get behind them and shove them through. I don't know.
Yeah, see.
I do really like the idea, though, that you guys were just talking about before, about if you're not going to fake it, you know, throw in a fullback or something in there, just a big fella who this is his big moment. He's going to be the dude who gets that extra yard. Your quarterback goes off the field for 45 seconds, gets a squirt of water. You talk about the next three plays of the drive, and then you get back in there. I like that a lot.
Hey, we got a full-time position for Taysom Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's made for this. Yeah, Paul.
And Taysom Hill could even fake it. Taysom Hill could act like he's going to do it and let someone leak out after the 50th try.
Yeah. Todd, do you have your Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce?
I do. I just added a few verses at the end. Hopefully you'll
great.
Like it.
Okay.
Working title, tight end of the road. Because you're working title.
Okay.
He holds up that trophy, but I won't be his. Things started out so bubbly, now all that's left is fizz. He runs all sorts of patterns and ran around on me. Now he's all about himself when I thought that it was we. They loved him in Kansas City until he barbecued my heart. Mm-hmm. Too late to come crawling back, learn how to finish what you start. You fumbled your big chance, I'm selling out the domes. You take way too much credit, everyone knows it's all Mahomes. I hope you're tossing and turning and can't even sleep. Bet you're holding my letter, so read it and weep. You still picture me in your arms, but we've had our last cuddle. Move on with your life, 87. We've had our last huddle. You told me you loved me. Wow, that was a load. Here's your helmet and pads, Travis. It's tight end of the road.
Emotional.
Didn't Todd just do that song like a week ago?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I did it again.
Extended version.
Yeah.
Yeah, I added three verses.
He added a couple more verses there.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah,
sorry.
Next week is the club.
I didn't quite catch the update.
Club mix.
Sean in Indianapolis. Hi, Sean. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. I got your mascot. I'm going to go deep cut Dumb and Dumber reference. And we're gonna hybrid a bulldog with a shih tzu.
Classic.
Thank you, Sean.
Straight out of Dumb and Dumber, that one.
Yeah.
I love that.
Krappensburg State.
I love that.
Get your T-shirt, available at danpatrick.com. Tracy in Georgia. Hi, Trace.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? I'm thinking of transferring over to Krappensburg State. I hear y'all have a really great log rolling team. But I'm going to need some child care, like, for when I'm in class. So, like, y'all got some work and drop the kids off at the pool while I'm doing that?
Nice.
All right. Trace, thank you.
All right,
you.
Tracy. Well done.
Got a couple of references in there.
You got in there.
Yeah. Got to take care of the kids.
Good delivery.
Drop them off at the pool. Have you followed this conspiracy theory that, I guess it's a conspiracy theory. I don't know if it's actual reporting that other coaches conspired to help Oregon beat Colorado. And I went, did they really need help? Keyshawn Johnson brought this up, that coaches conspired to help game plan against Colorado. If I'm Dan Lanning, I'd be offended by that. Like, I didn't need any damn help. Yeah, Paul.
Now, is I heard this clip. Is Keyshawn saying that, like, the Dan Lanning may have called the first two opponents and said, hey, can you give me any tidbits? I could see coaches calling if they're friends in the industry. You know, if you're the TCU head coach and you're friends with the Oregon head coach, want a quick chit-chat? That's okay to do, right?
I don't know what the etiquette is.
Because that's not conspiring. That's,
usually coaches don't share with other coaches, unless it's a friend of yours.
That's what I'm saying. If you're, let's say Dan Lanning of Oregon was friends with the TCU head coach.
Yeah, but that's not how Keyshawn Johnson is framing this. It feels like he's saying that these coaches went out of their way to help, you know, game plan against Deion Sanders.
I'd love
Colorado.
To know his background information on that.
Sometimes you don't have to.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need any background information. You know, there was the conspiracy theory that there was a bounty out for Travis Hunter by Colorado State. I haven't heard anything about that, but there was a bounty, and now you have coaches conspiring to beat Colorado? I don't think you needed help. Yes, Mark.
Speaking of Oregon, Colorado, there's a clip that Oregon football put out. Colorado was talking all types of noise. They got what was coming to them because they were talking reckless to Oregon before the game. Whew, I can see why Dan Lanning got fired up the way he did, because now you just added, they made it
personal.
Exactly.
But they went on the logo. Colorado did.
That's a tale as old as time, though. Yeah. I'm not big with that. Like, yeah. That's fine with me. They were just like, we're going to bleep, bleep, bleep. Oregon was like, really?
Yeah, but okay. But Dion talks about everybody being classless and not doing it the right way and making it personal. And then his team does it. And, you know, nobody has a problem with that.
I don't have a problem with it.
Okay. But, you know, you say that this is how you win, you know, that it, they make it personal. Everything is personal. And then Oregon made it personal. Although I had problems with Dan Lanning that they're about clicks. You know, we're about wins. You know, what he did was about clicks. It got clicks. You know, they're about flash. There's no flashier team in football than Oregon. All your uniforms, all that, you know, they got, you know, the locker room, all that stuff. They are more glitz. They're more Hollywood than any other team is. Yes, Marv.
They are the Nike school.
Yes.
Not a Nike school. They are, this is Phil Knight's school.
Yes.
This is the school.
Yeah. But do you think that coaches, now, if you have somebody on the staff and you say, hey, by the way, what worked for you guys when you played Colorado? Okay. Now, you can see that in the film. I don't know if you go, you know what, we would do more, we would do this. If you watch the game, the fact that Oregon went for a fake punt in their own territory, up 13-0, and then I heard analysts say, well, they were rubbing it in. I'm going, it's 13-0. It was a great play call. Stop them. But Dion is right. Get them now. Because this is the lowest they're going to be. And I truly believe that. But, you know, they got roughed up. And they're going to get roughed up a few more times. Because that's the reality of this. People are upset that Colorado lost or how they lost. Or that everybody was rooting for Oregon. I wanted to see a competitive game. A shootout would have been awesome. USC is favored by 3 touchdowns. Do I want them to win 49-6? No. I hope it's a great game. I'm not rooting against Dion. What he's done is amazing. Is it overstated? Yes, it is. Yes. But everybody ran with this. And nobody looked at the logic of the reality of this. TCU, they beat him. That was a surprise. Nebraska, not good. Colorado State, rivalry game, you were a 3-touchdown favorite. And you were a big underdog against Oregon. Okay. What's the surprise here? There is no surprise. Oregon was better. You struggled against Colorado State. You beat Nebraska. The big surprise was TCU because you had one win. You had all offseason where they had you as a 21-point underdog. And Dion used that. What he's done has been great. But I think you have to factor in. You have to have reality settle in a little bit here. Yeah, see.
I could be completely wrong about this, but I don't think that loss to Oregon affected his ability to recruit one bit.
No.
Not even close.
No.
That just cooled off the media train.
Right.
That's all it did. It cooled off the Linsanity month of September.
Right. Yeah, because if I'm a high-end player, I'm still very interested in going to play for Dion. Very interested.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If anything, you're going, hey, they need help. They're not ready to face Oregon. We're going to make this team a national title contender. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. Dion is going to get reinforcements coming in. Plain and simple. Yes, Marv.
That 300-pound Louis luggage is coming.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Louis Vuitton.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, just like the Eagles, you said.
Yeah.
Offensive line, defensive line. That's where it's won.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
I'm World Series champ with the Red Sox and managing the Dodgers. Manager of the year, he's Dave Roberts, who joins us now. Dodgers are 14.5 games ahead of Arizona in the National League West. So you get a luxury there, Dave. But I'm wondering, we see sometimes where teams who take that time off, rest players, they get into the postseason. They're not ready for postseason baseball. So if you had your druthers, if you were up by 1.5 instead of 14.5, or you won your division by 1.5 instead of 14.5, does that change how your team would play in the postseason?
You know what? I don't think so, Dan. I think that... you know, I think that it's one of those things that people look at certain narratives and things, and I'm sure there's many times where teams go wire to wire and finish out well, and other times where they go wire to wire, they're gassed and they run out of steam. So I do think that last year, I think we had 6 or 7 days. That was quite excessive. I think this year we've got 5 days, and we're going to try to do as much as we can to simulate. It's one of those things that we get a chance to rest bullpen guys, players, and get them ready. But, yeah, try not to lose that that edge that we had going into the postseason.
How much football do you watch?
So, truth be told, the last 8 years I didn't watch any football. I'm a huge football fan. But just the job, the undertaking, you know, it's something Buddy Black was a mentor of mine, and he used to get under his skin when guys are watching football on Saturdays and Sundays. So I try to have I do have baseball on, but this is the first year in, I think, 20 years that I'm back in fantasy football. So I'm watching a little bit more, suffice to say.
Is it a team fantasy or family fantasy league?
So there's a team fantasy that the guys have. I'm in a family, old school friends league that I've had for, geez, I mean, goes back probably 30 years, and Tyreek's carrying me right now.
Who's your quarterback?
I've got Russell Wilson and Geno Smith.
Okay. Do you?
Okay, I'm 3-1, so I'm okay. I'm okay right now.
Okay, but how do you stay away from football? Football finds you. You can't stay away for 8 years.
You know what? I did. I stayed away from football. I don't know how I did it, but I'm glad I'm back. And I, like I told you, Dan, you know, football is my first love.
Yeah, I know. Can you take anything away from other sports, or what do you take away from other sports that you can put into play as manager of the Dodgers?
You know what? I've had a great opportunity to get to know other coaches from other sports. And I think the thing that we've all kind of come to agreement on is that it's hard. The job's hard, and we spend a lot of time pouring into players. What do I take from these guys? I think that we're sort of all in the same fraternity of loving coaching players. And I think that's something, I wouldn't say anything that's really more tangible as far as X's and O's, outside of the fact that we just love the game that we coach and love teaching players.
When's the last time you yelled at a player?
The last time I yelled at a player was probably 2016, and it was Yasiel Puig. And I love Yasiel, but it was Puig. Yeah.
What did he?
He felt that because he didn't start, it was an off day. And when he was called to pinch hit, he wasn't too excited about it.
Wow. Sometimes, I don't know if you approach your players the way you do your children, that if I have my voice is lower and I'm not yelling, my message gets through a whole lot better than if I'm animated.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the way I go about things in general. It's one of those things that, you know, as a coach, you sometimes early on, you don't understand, you can't match the player's intensity, passion. And as you coach longer and longer, you learn to take a deep breath and defuse, which works better, as you said.
We're talking to Dave Roberts, Dodger manager. It's Dodgers at the Rockies today. That'll be first pitch, 3:10 Eastern. What do you remember about Deion Sanders, the baseball player?
So Deion Sanders, the baseball player, I remember the Braves. I remember the triple to the poolside gap, and how quick he got to third base. I remember the Jerry curl, the gold chain, playing in a football game, and then going and playing in a playoff baseball game.
Can you remember somebody who had anywhere near that speed?
No. I think the different type of speed, I remember Bo Jackson, but it was, you know, 230 pounds of brute strength and muscle. But Deion was different, that type of electricity. And, you know, I just don't recall a football team, a football player taking away half of the field like Deion did.
But if they just played baseball, who do you think would have had a better career, Bo or Deion?
If they just played baseball, I think Bo would have had a better career. I think Bo's ability to really, really defend with the plus-plus arm and then the power, the speed, he would have been a better baseball player, no matter what Deion says.
As far as the rules this year, the pitch clock didn't turn out to be as big a deal. Would you say that's fair?
No, it didn't. It wasn't a big deal at all. I think that sometimes, you know, players have the ability to adapt. And this is just completely evident this year. And it's actually a much better game. I think Major League Baseball got it right. The pace of play, the without the shift, and you see now plays in the six hole. You see players. You know, you saw the other day Mookie making great plays in that game against the Giants, where if there was a shift, that wouldn't have happened. So you're getting to see the athleticism. 2.5 hour game is much more watchable, so it's just a better product overall.
Yeah, I think it. At first, I thought, okay, is it going to be tougher for the hitters or the pitchers? And I don't know. Would you say, like, did you have to have a meeting with pitchers more or hitters more with the pitch clock?
Both, because you know, Clayton Kershaw, for example, he works quick. Doesn't affect him, but there's other guys that take time in between pitches, and it is going to be interesting. You know, in the postseason, where I do think the buildup, the time between pitches is more as it gets late and it's the postseason. Keep an eye on that. But yeah. The hitters also, it's like sometimes they like to step out, kind of regroup. But I think now that, like I said, they've all calibrated, they stay in the box and it's quicker. And the rhythm is just much more it's just much better.
And the stolen base is back. How do you feel about that?
And the stolen base is back, which is great. The bigger bases, those pizza carts, I think that no one notices anymore. Again, Dan, it's just a more dynamic game. That's what everyone wanted. That's what we got. You get to see great athletes. And I'll tell you this, is that baseball is starting to get market share with athletes. You know, in the last, you know, call it 10 to 15 years, football, basketball have taken it. But I'm telling you, watch out. Baseball is going to start getting the market share on great athletes.
I ask it every year. The Dodgers will win the World Series if?
Oh, Dan. No, because you're not going to get me this year.
The last time you did it, you won, Dave.
Yeah, but no, because then you don't. I say the pitching doesn't stay healthy. The Dodgers will win if everything lines up and we play good baseball. How about that? We also got to get a little luck.
Come on.
Don't go there, Dan.
Come on.
Nice try, buddy.
Just guarantee it. Just guarantee it. Just say, right? Yeah, you're not worried about the Braves. You're not worried about the Braves, are you?
You know who we're worried about? We're worried about ourselves.
Oh, I know. Be careful. I'm going to ask you about Ohtani.
Yeah, that's an off-season question.
Well, hopefully it's a long time before we get to that off-season question.
Great
to talk to you. And thanks again for joining us.
All right. Take care, Dan.
And don't get thrown out today, all right?
No, we got two today in Colorado. So if today would be a good day, actually.
to get thrown out of the first one?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Hopefully it dovetails into the second one.
Are you allowed to leave the building? Like, could you go to dinner if you got thrown out early?
I think I could. I haven't. I just hang out in the office and have a couple pops.
That sounds pretty good to me. Thank you, Dave.
All right, Dad.
That's Dave Roberts, Dodger manager. By the way, his wine, it's called Red Stitch. Got another great review by Wine Spectator and Wine Enthusiast. He never asked me to mention that, but he has some great wines there that he's part of. Yeah, get a doubleheader, and you're like, man, I think I'm going to go to dinner, sit by myself. I'll watch it on TV, go to a nice steakhouse there in Denver. Yeah, Paulie.
I was looking at Dodger attendance, 3.9 million
yeah,
this year.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah. That's got to be number one.
3.9?
I'm going to check.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, Marv.
Doesn't this feel like the NFC, basically, where the NL is either the Dodgers or the Braves? Whereas the NFC is either the Eagles or the 49ers.
A little bit.
Like just a two-team race out there.
Because I'm looking at the odds. The best World Series odds are the Braves and Dodgers, according to DraftKings. The Orioles, then the Rangers, and then the Rays. That's kind of a... Whoa!
Wow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Okay, best attendance, Dodgers.
Right. Total attendance, yeah, Dodgers 3.8 million and a few more games to go.
Okay, so they get to 4 million.
And they average about 47,000 a game.
Damn.
That's really impressive.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Who's second in total attendance, total number? Ooh, this is lightly surprising. Well, promising team, star power. But that didn't...
Not the Braves. I'm going to say the Seattle Mariners. Yes, Marv.
I'm going to say the Padres.
Bloop. Padres are second in total attendance.
Wow. Did you see where they're going to carve that that salary cap down?
They need to.
Yes. I think they want to get down to $200
million. Oh, that's it?
Yeah, okay. So.
All right, how about...
who's got the lowest attendance?
I'm going to give you a couple teams that are over $3 million. The Cardinals, always.
Yes.
Braves are right there. Yep. Philly's right there. Houston's right there.
Where are the Orioles?
In middle of the pack?
Yeah, I got the Orioles at 1.7 million. They're
finally got a winner.
Come on,
nobody's
Orioles.
Showing up. Baltimore, you're better than that.
Yeah. Come on.
They only average 23,000 a game.
Come on.
Okay, the worst. This has got to be the easiest one of all time.
The A's.
What?
And
let's take the A's out of the equation.
Yeah. They average 10,000 people
per
game.
And let's take them out of Oakland, too.
There's no way they're getting 10,000.
How about the Nationals?
Nationals. Checking. I got them. They're about 23rd in attendance, 23,000 a game.
Right. The Rays down toward the bottom?
The Rays are bad. They're 27, 17,000 a game.
Dang. And I think they're trying to get a new stadium.
Yeah, they're very good.
Built down there.
So more a nicer place for people to meander around?
A nicer place for people not to go?
Yeah. Miami's bad, 14,000. Kansas City's 16,000. Pittsburgh, 20,000.
Okay. Pittsburgh, it's worth just going to the stadium. You stay downtown, you walk over the bridge, and that's a great environment.
Pittsburgh has great stadiums in general.
Yeah.
They know how to do a stadium there.
Cincinnati, Pittsburgh usually follows Cincinnati's lead. And I'm just saying. They
oh, okay. My apologies.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It was us, me against Ohio there.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm Ryan Day.
That's the way it's always been.
Everybody, it's everybody against Ohio. Yes, Mark.
So Riverfront was first, then Three Rivers?
Yes.
Oh, that wasn't a good idea, Pittsburgh.
And then the Vet.
Good job.
And the Vet in Philadelphia.
Even worse.
They look like ashtrays. Up above, it's a big ashtray.
Playing on a green carpet? Good work, Cincinnati.
Nate in Colorado. Hi, Nate. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, gentlemen. Great Tuesday show.
Thank
you. Hey, you were asking about who could possibly replicate the Deion effect in basketball, and the only person I can come up with would be Shaq. I can't imagine he would ever consider doing it, but that would be the only person on the planet that could possibly duplicate what Deion does.
Shaq makes too much money. He's not going to do that. Steph Curry?
I'll just buy the university. It's called University of Shaq.
Shaq's so rich, he just goes to the mall and buys people rings and stuff and phones.
I'd call it Shaq U. Shaq U.
Of Shaqlahoma.
Yeah. Shaq U. You're welcome.
Shaq Tech.
But we have Krappensburg State. Dan in Montana joins us. Hi, Dan.
Hey, good morning, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got, I think, your campus newspaper, which would be called the Morning Movement.
Okay.
Wow.
And
all right.
I think your mascot should be the Krappensburg State Starfish.
Starfish.
Too far.
Come on, Dan. Subtle. Subtle. We love subtle, morning sneaky, movie. Sneaky humor.
Yeah, that might be the morning show on the local college station.
Yeah. The Morning Movement?
Yeah.
Ryan in South Dakota. Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan.
Morning, Ryan.
Hey, I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all, but is there any, do you think, possibility that the NFL and maybe NBC and Fox are a little bit behind the whole Taylor Swift announcement over the weekend? You notice that game was billed as the game of the week for Fox, and that was 41-0 in the late third quarter. There was no chance they were cutting away from that game for a different game. They stayed right along with it, milked it the whole way.
I thought they did turn away from that game. Fox bailed in the second half on that.
Not here, they didn't. That was hyped up right up till the buzzer.
Oh, well, you're lucky then. You got all of those cutaways of Taylor Swift. Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, they cut away from it for me.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, Tay-Tay! And they're gone. I'm telling you, it feels like they were shooting a music video. It just does. Yes, Mark.
I love Kelsey's look at Jared Payton when he was recording.
Oh, man.
Come on. You're wearing all this stuff, like, but you knew this could happen.
Like, you're going to go outside with Taylor Swift, and you're getting into a convertible. People are going to take your photo for however long you two are together, and even after that. But, I mean, if you're already looking side-eye at somebody taking a video of you, you're going to be Sean Penn with Madonna, and it's not going to go well. Yeah, Paulie.
After seeing the effect that that had this weekend, if you were, is it Jeffrey Lurie who owns the Eagles? Does he still own them?
Yeah.
Would you approach Taylor Swift about being part of ownership in the Eagles or another NFL franchise? From a business standpoint, you're opening a whole new, younger market for yourself.
They don't need it.
The NFL?
No. They don't need Taylor Swift.
No, not need. I wouldn't, but like.
I would try to trade for Travis Kelce, and then you would have Taylor Swift going to the Eagles
back
game.
Home.
Yes. Because she is an Eagles fan, or at least she was.
Traitor.
Ooh, that sounds like a song.
Traitor.
Traitor. That she has to admit that she's a traitor. Yes, Todd.
Her brother-in-law's team. That's nice. Future brother-in-law.
Yeah.
That works out.
Yeah.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.